In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, it's a little interesting this morning. This is not going to be a comfortable sermon for many to hear. And it's certainly not going to be a comfortable one for me to give, because I have only ideas. But, that being said, they are important ideas. Recently, I've been reading a lot, and going very well with this passage. There was a young man who was frustrated with traditional Christianity, or Orthodox Christianity, if you would prefer. He got in a fight over the internet with someone who was a Christian writer and very knowledgeable. In it, he makes the statement that the church is not inclusive because it does not recognize with absolute authority the LGBTQ community. He resorted to calling the person names, but most importantly, he says that Christ did not come to condemn any lifestyle. Interesting words. And he actually uses part of the gospel and a continuation of the gospel as his excuse. The Christian writer was actually very gracious in responding to him, thanked him for pointing out certain aspects, and pointed out his own sin, and did not mention anything that the other person may have or may not have done. But the interesting part was, if God did not come to condemn lifestyles, why do we hear so much about the Pharisees, and why are we warned to not be like them? That's just rudimentary. That's right on the surface. Furthermore, we hear about James and John wanting to be at the right and left of Christ. If you jump forward and follow that to its conclusion at the crucifixion, who were the people on his left and right? They were criminals that were crucified. They mocked him while he was up on the cross. Yet by the end, one of the two actually confronted the other criminal hanging there and said, "Be quiet, don't you know who this is? This is truly the Son of God. Remember me, Jesus, when you come into your kingdom." His response is, "I tell you truly, you will not see death, but will be with me in paradise this very day." There was a change of life. Did you know that in prayer book revision, you've probably heard a lot going along with this, that we have this idea of open baptism. Everybody should be able to take Eucharist. Yeah, they should. Here's the catch. If you don't know what you're taking, it's juice and a cookie. There's nothing salvific about it. It's just material. There's also this idea going around recently that we need to drop the creed from our services because that's not inclusive. It's actually a way to keep people under our boot. The church's purpose is not to keep people under the boot. It's to offer them what the world cannot offer. It is a chance to actually amend our lives and follow something outside of ourselves, something greater than ourselves. Remember last week, Father John Baer, the quote that I had from him? "Jesus Christ showed us what it is to be God in the way that he died as a human being, and shows us how to be human in the way that he lived as the Son of God." Is that not a change of life? Now, most assuredly, our purpose is not to condemn people. Our purpose is not to belittle people. And when I point out sin, I'm not saying you're sinful or you're sinful. I'm saying we all fall. I'm saying I'm first. I'm not telling you to do anything. But I am saying, do what I do. If you're so inclined. Do you follow God on your own terms? Do we make God out to be what we want Him to be? Or do we attempt to change our life and make the world a better place? May seem like a simple question, but as of late, all churches have had trouble saying it or doing it, which is not uncommon. That's been throughout the course of time. We're human. Here's another thing that Father John Barra said. God is not plan B. Christ is not plan B. It is not that men fell and sin comes into the world and God says, oh man, I've got to do something different. So I'll create a Savior. Remember the Gospel of John? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is the living Word, which means He is, was, and always will be. So how can that be a plan B? That's a plan A. God knew before the beginning of time that we would fail and had already planned to help us and make us perfect. He's not plan B. We don't need to rewrite history and rewrite the Bible to be inclusive. We should be inclusive anyway. But inclusive in being a good steward, we're going to have to say uncomfortable things. We're going to have to do uncomfortable things, things that we don't like. It's not about being a good person. Do you acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord? If you do, follow Him. Don't rewrite Him. Another popular saying, Jesus Christ is my co-pilot. Well, then He's in the wrong seat, people. He's not supposed to be your co-pilot. He's not your buddy. He's not your friend. He's not here to grant your wishes or make you happy. He's here to carry you when you fall. And He's here to lead you when you don't know what to do. He is a king. He is the king. Something that Americans don't really understand. Medieval times, when you had kings and they had people all around them, when that king said, you're going to war and you're going to die to protect everyone else, what is the answer to that? Yes, my Lord. That's what John and James did. They were willing to drink the cup that Christ Himself drank, and they were martyred, as were countless others. But that's the difference between them and us today. Theirs was a yes, Lord. They may have turned away for a time, but they turned back. Ours is a yes, Lord. But I want you to sign this contract first, in which it states, I won't experience hardship. I won't experience sickness. I won't experience financial problems. I won't experience hatred. I won't experience discomfort. That's not Christianity. It's not even close. my job and your job, in the order of Melchizedek, is to share the good news. If people hear it, great. If they don't, you don't get to change the message, so they will. That's what obedience is. That's what being willing to walk into the lion's den is. Is the creed tyrannical? Yeah, to people that don't want to follow it. Is the Eucharist something for everyone? Absolutely. It is my most fervent desire that the entire world comes to the altar for Eucharist. But you have to know what it is. And we will not know fully. Just as Paul says, we see through a mirror dimly now, but in time we'll see in face to face. There are things that we will not know this side of meeting our Creator. That doesn't mean we get to change things as if we already have. In dying, we become truly human. Part of that is dying to self and being renewed by baptism, renewed by Eucharist, renewed by prayer, renewed by an understanding and feeding on the Scripture. Otherwise, we have a Bible of the and the. That's not Christianity. Share the good news. Be willing to walk the walk. And when you fail, understand that you will be in line behind me. Amen.